Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
The angel Gabriel first appeared to Zechariah, informing him he was going to have a son named John. Gabriel then appeared to Mary, assuring her she was going to give birth to Jesus, the Son of God. Though Zechariah first doubted, while Mary believed, both of them demonstrated the principle of worshipful praise after John and Jesus were born. Though neither understood fully how all the peoples on earth would be blessed through Abraham's offspring, they responded to what related directly to them at that moment. Listen to their prayers.
Then Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and provided redemption for his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of his slave. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him."
What a great example to us all. When the Apostle Paul and the other New Testament apostles and prophets eventually received additional revelation from God, they understood that the church was designed for both Jews and Gentiles, who would become the living temple of God who would praise God. Listen to Paul's prayer of praise in his letter to the Ephesians. "Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.